Begin the current daven, sechtes mila dav zayin. Begin on the third line down at the top of the yamut. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had brought in the previous Mishnah on the previous daf that said regarding continuing the halachas of this perek of this mesecht regarding the laws of me'ila, that if the meat of the kachikachim, which generally becomes permitted, removing the status of me'ila after the zrikas adam, but if the meat of the kachikachim had gone out of the azara before the blood was thrown, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding if there's going to still be me'ila or not. Leza says it's still going to be me'ila because the zrikas adam is not effective for it because it had already been removed from the azara, this meat, before the zrikas adam. Which Rabbi Akiva said no, this is not going to be me'ila, meaning to say that the zrikas adam is going to be effective. Now, in the Gemara, we had a machlekes amaram regarding how far do we extend this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechanan said, when Rabbi Akiva says that Zrika is going to help even for something that had left Azara before the blood was thrown, that's only if part of it went out. Because then you could say a migui, since it's working for that meat that's still inside the Azara, it'll be effective even for the one that left. But if all of it went out, then Rabbi Akiva didn't say. To which that, Rav Asi said to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, no, he says, I'll prove to you that it's not like that. He says, because his colleagues in the diaspora had taught him that one could have a machshava of pigul, even on the emurb that he's having in mind, that's already lost, already burnt. And something lost and burnt is not here anymore, and still the machshava pil is going to be effective. So therefore you see that it's not relevant regarding if the subject of what the process is regarding, that if that's lost or around or not. You see, you could still create pigul, and therefore here the zrikas adam is going to be effective, even if the meat is, so to speak, not here because it's out of the azara, it'll still be an effective zrika, and therefore the meat will be removed from its halacha pigul. That was the opinion of Rav Asi. On that continues, our Gemara asked, "Umiyomer Rav Asi, how did Rav Asi really say this to extend the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that even if all of the meat had gone out of the Azar, still the Zrikas Adam is going to be effective?" But Habayim in the Rav Asi Rabbi Yechanan, the same to Amayram, Rav Asi had asked Rabbi Yechanan the following question. It says, "Chishav leNishpachim," which one interpretation means to say, Nishpachim refers to the Shiar Hadam, the remnants of the blood after a person does the Zrikas Adam, there's a lot of blood left over. They would pour the remnants to the Yisraelim as the foundation of the altar. The question that he had asked Rabbi Yechanan was, if let's say at the time when he's pouring the Shirayim, he has in mind that he wants to eat a kezayis of the meat to beyond its time, what's called chutzos mani, which is machshava pigul, which is lomacher, to have it eaten the following day, mahu, what's the halacha? Do we consider it as a machshava of creating pigul, just like if you had a machshava when you're throwing the blood here to when you're spilling out the remnants of the blood, will create pigul, or not, because it's not one of the essential avodas. Or another interpretation, Rashi brings from his teacher, the Mefarish, that if someone... the way to read the words chishav l'nishpach on the macher is that at the time of the spraying of the blood, the regular zrikas adam, he has in mind to spill the shirayim tomorrow on the yisoid. Do we say that that's considered machshava as if you had in the zrikas adam itself, where if you have in mind that you want to spray some of the blood tomorrow, chutzos manu, that's the primary halacha pigul, so too when he has in mind to, let's say, do the shirayim tomorrow, would that also, or do we say that no, that's not the primary avodas, and therefore having in mind to do the shvicha shirayim the following day would not be machshava pigul. So ma, what's the halacha? So that was the question Ravasi had asked Rabbi Yechanan. On that, Omli Rabzeri said to Ravasi, Kfar Shani Solonu Olol, you already told us this halacha, a Mishnah Perek Oiva Reitiv, regarding the Olol, which is the tendons of the neck, which you said that these certain things that are not primary meat, like the Olol and the sediments, they combine for the halach of Tumas Eichlin. They're considered food items for the halach of Tumas Eichlin, but not for the halach of Tumas Nevelis, where the dead animal conveys a certain severe level of Tumah. That doesn't apply to the alal. So Alma Ha'yal, so obviously you see that regarding these the alal, the tendons in the neck, Kim Nelesba Mashasha, since there's no substance to it, it's not considered like a piece of meat. So Likib, although it has for Tumas Eichlin, so Likibul Tumah doesn't receive this severe level of Tumas Nevelis. So Han Nishpacha Nami. So then Reb Zera said to him, your question also, you're asking Reb Yechanan regarding the blood that the remnants that are spilled out, the Shirayim, Kivin Del Ibid Asli, since they're going to be lost, meaning where they pour, to the Yisayid, which is where you pour the leftovers, and doesn't go on the primary part of the altar like the Zrikas Adam. So, Behu Machshav Lemahan, this is obviously it answers your question that it's not going to go ahead and create a halacha of pigul regarding the Shvicha Shirayim, because they're not primary, they're going to be li'ibud, they're just going to be wasted at the end. So therefore, says the Gemara, Seiro, so regarding Rav Asi's halacha from the previous daf, when all of the meat went out, so that's li'ibud, which is means to say it gets burned. And it's like it's not even existent. So therefore, to the contrary, it makes sense that the Zrikas Adam should not help at all to remove it all from Me'ilah, because we see that there's no effectiveness regarding something that's li'ibud azla. So the Gemara says, you're right. Seemingly, that's a good question on what we said for Rav Asi, the previous daf. But then Ella says the Gemara, but then what do we do with the point Rav Asi had pointed out, which thus was difficult on his dispute in Rabbi Yechanan? Diktani ala avid vala sarav. What do you do with halacha that said that you could have machshava pigal even on something that's lost or that's burnt? Now, it definitely sounds like from that braisa that machshava will help in the tzrikas adam even for something that's lost or burnt to create a machshava pigal even though it's not around anymore. So therefore, then we're back to the question what Rav Asi had said should be correct, that the tzrikas should help even if all of the meat had gone out. Obviously, we see even though it's not here, it's still effective. So that's kasha. So Amarav, he says, no, it's not difficulty on Rabbi Yechanan. Rather, it's going to be like the way we're quoting from Vasi here, which seemingly contradicts what he said in the previous daf. That Ema say that regarding it means machashvin, having a machshava, alo oimid li'ibud, valo oimid li'sarv. It's regarding something that stands to be lost, it stands to be burnt, meaning at the time of the throwing of the blood, when they had the machshava, it was still around. And of course, because like we're saying, if it's not around, then you're right, it's not going to be effective. As like when the meat is totally outside of the azar. Rather, what it means to say is, even if it subsequently gets lost or gets burned, so still the machshav is going to be effective. But over here, where the meat is totally left before the zrikas adam, it's like it's not here at the time of the zrika, and therefore, because it already became invalidated by leaving the azar, so therefore the zrika is not going to help for the basar to remove it from the halacha of me'ilah. And again, when we're saying that, what do we mean, oimid li'ibud li'sarf, so that Rabbi Mefarash explains, doesn't mean to say that the halacha is, it has to be lost or burned, because then that would actually be the same thing. Rather, it means to say that subsequently got lost or got burnt. So even though at the time of the Zrikas Adam it was in front of us, but what's called Hechiach Seifen Al Tchilasen, which obviously means to say that it was Oymi Le'ovid Va'Oymi Le'Sarif, so that's the Chiddush that we're saying, that still you could have a Machshava Pigal, but of course it has to be here at the time of the Zrikas Adam. Here in the case of the Halacha of, that we're discussing Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, where it was outside before the Zrikas Adam was done, therefore it was already Pasul, therefore the Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yechanan, like the way we have the second Ravasi, not the first Ravasi, that it's only going to be effective if some of it is outside, but some of it is inside. If all of it went out, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that then it's not going to remove it from Me'ilah. Continuing from the discussion of the previous staff, qualifying this opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Amar Papa says, Loyam Rabbi Kiva, which was the same word Rabbi Yechanan had said when he was saying this qualification of Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that the Zrika will be Me'elas Li'aytze. So he says, Loyam Rabbi Kiva, Zrika Me'elas Li'aytze. He didn't say that the Zrika Zadam will help, even though the meat had already left the Azara before the Zrika Hazdam was done. Elish Li'atze Basar. If the meat had left, then even though the Zrika is seemingly not effective, because it only works if this for the meat, but still the Zrika Zadam is going to work, even though the meat had left, and it's going to remove it from Me'ilah. Avodam, but if let's say the blood, that blood was taken out of the azar, even if subsequently was brought back in, and then that same blood was sprayed on the mizbeach, ein zrika me'elas li'yetze. That blood which was taken out will not be effective in removing the meat from the halacha of me'ilah. It's only the meat that became invalidated, but still the dam was never invalidated, so the zrika's dam is going to be effective, even though the meat's obviously possible, but it's going to work regarding removing it from Me'ilah. But regarding the blood itself, if it was taken out, then it was already invalidated, you can't take that back in, even according to Rabbi Kiva, to be effective in removing the halacha of Me'ilah from the Yetzik. Tanya Malach is similar in the Braisa that says this. It says, Shachat B'shtika, someone did the slaughtering silently, meaning in a validated way, meaning he didn't have any machshava of psul. And then, the Yatzadam, the blood was taken out of the Azara, says the Braisa, Af Bishachaz of Azarki, even though you brought it back in and you sprayed that blood, La'asav L'kum, you haven't done anything, and hence, you have the following two halachas. But Kachim, Kachim, Mayalim Bayit, so regarding Kachim, Kachim, there's still going to be Me'ila in the meat, because, like we said, the Zrika is not permitting any meat to the Kahn, because it's not affected. And if they're B'kachim Kalim, if it's a lower level Kachim, which is the inversely related, Ein Mayalim Bayit, then you're not going to have Me'ila in the Imur because of the Zrika Zadam, because we're saying the Zrika is not affected at all, because this blood became invalidated by going out of Azara. Now the Mishnah had said, regarding this machlikis that we quoted before, between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Kiva, so Rebbe Kiva, he wanted to prove his point that even though the meat had gone out before the Zrikas Adam, that the throwing of the blood will remove the Me'ilah from this meat that had been yaitzeh, that had gone out, And so Amr Bekiva, he said, which the Gemara explains, he was telling him, Hazela Madaima, what could this be compared to? Which he proved this point from Halacha, which we're going to discuss. Which Amr Balaza, the Amir Balaza, he qualifies, he says, Kiyom Rabbi Kiva, when did Rabbi Kiva say, which was the beginning of his derivation to prove his point, he said that just like the when you have two karbanas, karmachatas, someone separates karmachatas, it gets lost, designates another one to take its place, then you find the first one. You have now two animals that are the eligible karmachatas. So he says that just like over there, the blood of one of them is going to exempt the meat of the other one, because they're both, they're ready to be brought as the karmachatas. So too, meaning that it exempts its own meat. So he says, obviously you agree that it would exempt the other one's meat, because they're both eligible, they both were slaughtered, they're both eligible to be brought as the karmachatas. So therefore the blood of one of them is going to be exempting the other one, because either one you could choose which one to be. So then that's where he concludes his logic. He says, so if it's going to work for a different animal, for sure it's going to, even though it has a psula of what's called maiser chatas, so for sure it's going to work for its own meat, which is the meat that went out, even though it has invalidation. But on that, Rabbi Lazar qualifies from the first part of his statement. When did Rabbi Kiva say that just like the blood of the one animal is going to exempt its own meat, it's going to exempt the meat of the other animal, that's only if it's slaughtered both of them bevas achas, simultaneous at the same time. How does it at the same time? Like, for example, if two kayanim are slaughtering at the same time, then you consider both of them like one body, because you didn't have the slaughtering of one of them being before the other one. So that's what he says. Obviously, it's like, okay, one of them is throwing the blood will permit both of them meats. Aval bezach or zeh loimer bekiva. Regarding if they were subsequent one after the other, the Rebbe Kiva didn't say as halacha, because the moment that you slaughter the first one, the second one already automatically becomes, quote, meiser chatas, the leftover chatas. So there, the throwing of the blood of one of them is not going to exempt the other one, and there he didn't say his halacha. His whole logic is based on when you slaughter both of them at the same time, then it's going to exempt the other ones, even though it's a psul in the other one. For sure, that's for the halacha of the Mishnah, it's going to exempt its own one, its own meat that has a psul. Now, time to learn the Braisa, continuing this halacha. Amr b'Shimon, he said, "Kshalachti likfar Pani." He says, "When I went to the village of Pani, mitzani zaken echad v'amali." So there was an elderly person who found me, and he said to me, in the way of a question, "says Amr b'Rikiva zrikam elis liyitzer." Did b'Rikiva really say that the throwing of the blood will help and be effective even for the meat that had left the azara before the blood was thrown? Which, as it's understood from the halach of our Mishnah, so Marti lehen. He says, "I said to him, yes." Now, ukshabasi v'rtesi dvarim lefnei chaver shabegalil. When they came and they brought this discussion that I had had with this elderly person, a friend of my colleagues in the Galil, Amr Lee, they said to me, "But how le posel hu? But how could this halacha be? But the meat became invalidated when they left Azara. Hech maratz al posel. How could the blood be effective in affecting anything? It's something that's already invalidated by having left Azara." So when I left them, they went and I then put in front of Rabbi Kiva, well, he was the originator of this law. Amr Lee said to me, "Beni iato, imakin, my son, don't you say this?" Which the halacha he was saying over in my name, that the zrika will be effective even for the meat that had left, even though it's pasul. But as he had said in the Mishnah, someone designates a karmachatas, separates the animal and gets lost. And then he designates another one to take its place. But then subsequently they find the first one. Now you have both these animals standing. Halacha is moilim mishtein. There's going to be meal in both, and both of them are sanctified animals. Shachtan v'aridam and munach b'kaisis. Now, if he slaughtered, if both of them get slaughtered, and both their bloods are in cups that were received from the bloods, so as long as the blood wasn't thrown, the halacha is ma'ilim b'shtein. Obviously, there's going to be ma'ilim in both of them, because both of them are the kachim before the blood was thrown. There's halacha in the animals, both of them, that's going to be ma'ilim, because both of them are both sanctified animals. Now, continuing some of the base, says Rabbi Kiva, nizrik dam shalachamem. Now, if you throw the blood of one of them, because you only have to bring one karmachatas, you can only bring one karmachatas. So the second one becomes invalidated now by being meisuchatas, the leftovers, the remnants of a karmachatas. Says Rabbi Kiva, Yatamayda, don't you agree? Chikashem shadama paites besarman me'ila, just like the throwing of the blood exempts its own flesh from me'ila, because that's the classic halacha that we've always been talking about. Af yifta basa chavertim me'ila. In this case, for sure you would agree that it would exempt the flesh of the other animal from me'ila, because they were both, and this is the point of discussion that we're having, because they're both like one animal. They're both for the same karmachatis, and they were both kosher kachatois, and they both, the shchita was kosher, the kabbalah was shchita. You only could do one zrika, you do one zrika. Okay, now it permits all, it removes the old meats now from having halacha meila. None of them are kachi Hashem anymore. The other one that wasn't thrown is also not going to subsequently going to be thrown. It's not Hashem's anymore. So if that's the case, im hitzel basach avertim in the meila. So if it's removing the halacha of meila from the other one's flesh, av bishu pasal, even though it's invalid, I mean, we're not going to eat this. This is not something of it's kachim, but it's not kachim Hashem. It removes the halacha from meila, even though it's invalid. So dinu sheyatzlas besara. So isn't it a kabel chaymer regarding the case that I'm discussing in the own meat of the this own animal where you threw the blood? If for sure it's going to save its own flesh from the halacha meila, even though it has a psul of yaitze, because even when it's a different animal that has a psul, the zrikas adam is going to work for it. For sure here, with the zrikas adam is going to work for it. Now, Amr Shlokish Mishrim Avayishim. Shlokish said over Nimr Avayishim regarding what Rabbi Kiva we just brought from him in the Raisa, said, Chuva Genuva Hishiv Rabbi Kiva Laisa Talmud. A stolen response, did Rabbi Kiva respond to that student? In other words, it wasn't an appropriate answer that he had given him, that he, because he had said to him regarding, and if you slaughter both of them and you have the bloods of both of them in cubs, now that sounds like bevas achas in. Only if the slaughtering was done at the same time, then the blood of one of them is going to exempt the flesh of the other one, even though it's invalidated, because that's the understanding, as we had actually explained in Amad Aleph. Rabbi Loz had qualified the teaching and said Rabbi Kiva only says if you slaughter both of them at the same time. That's what Rabbi Kiva is also saying over here when he says, and b'shachet, they're staying, you slaughter both of them. That sounds like only if it was done simultaneous. But if it was slaughtered b'zachar zeh loy, if it was slaughtered one after another, then it wouldn't be effective. That's a Rish Lakish, that's a tshuva genuva, that's like a stolen response. I mean to say that therefore that makes it a flawed response. Because the kivan, the puzzle whom, either way you look at it, ultimately it's invalidated, because the moment you throw the blood of one of them, the other one becomes invalidated as Moisa Chattis, as the remnants of Chattis, not a kosher Chattis anymore. So Mali Bevasachas, and then what's the difference if they were slaughtered at the same time? Mali Bezachazeh, what's the difference if it's slaughtered one after the other? And that is, since Rabbi Kiva holds that the blood is going to exempt the flesh of the other one, even though it's invalidated because of Moisa Chattis, because he considers it as one body, so even when you slaughter one after the other, the blood of one should also exempt the blood of the other one. Rather, it's a tshuva genuva, and he says, therefore, it shouldn't make a difference. It should even be bezechazeh, and therefore, it's inappropriate, the answer Rabbi Kiva had given. To which Amalir Rabbi Rish Lakish, he said to him, what, fa'ata iato imikin? What, don't you say? Meaning, you're saying that, no, it's considered like one body. And therefore, you want to say, even if you slaughter one after the other, that the blood of one of them should exempt the blood of the other one, the meat of the other one. Therefore, he had a difficulty with this response of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yechon wants to prove to Rish Lakish, what, you don't agree that they're not like one body? And therefore, you can't say it b'zeh chazeh, and therefore, he'll redefine from why does it work if it's slaughtered at the same time? It says, imagine if someone designated two karban that he has to bring one asham, for whatever the reason is, and just in case for insurance purposes, he designates two animals, where if one of them gets lost, he'll have atonement with the other one. Now the reason why Rechlin picks two ashamis is actually just for an added chiddush, meaning it's for sure by two chatois, where the sanctity of a chatas is more severe than the asham, but it's either one, but imagine he separates two animals for insurance purposes. V'shachar l'shnei, and now he slaughters both of them. Now, the next logical step is that he has to throw the blood of one of them. Now, but however, before the blood was thrown, the sacrificial parts of one of these two animals were brought up to the top Mizbeach before the blood was thrown. Then, subsequently, the blood was thrown from the Asham that did not have its Emur brought up beforehand. So, meaning the one that ultimately didn't have its blood thrown, first had its Emur brought up to the top Mizbeach. Says Rabbi Yechanan, wouldn't you agree in such a case? Shem Alu, like we're saying, that if these Emurim went up initially, that Yerdu, that they would have to come back down, because the throwing the blood of the other animal, it's not going to help for these sacrificial parts, which are not its own Emurim, because they're two different bodies of animals. So that's where Rabbi Yechanan proves his point, which we're going to shortly explain why was this more obvious than the case that we brought before of the Shtei Chatois that Rish Lakish didn't hold that it would make a difference if it's Bezech HaZeh. Says Rabbi Yechanan, Visa G'day Techna, if you think to say like you're saying, that even if it's Bezech HaZeh, that it's going to exempt, meaning if its slaughtering was not done at the same time, rather one after the other, that then still it should exempt the flesh of the other one when you throw the blood of the other one, because like you said, chad gufu, it's considered one body, although it's two animals really like one body. So ma'im ol yerdu, why in the case I just described, which Rish Lakish would agree to, why would the halacha be if it goes up, it's going to come down? But ha'ama ula, ula says, regarding when it's one body, emuri kachim kalam, regarding the sacrificial parts of a lower level sanctity animal like a shlam. Shehelun of Nezrik is done, but the emurim went up before the blood was thrown. Lo yerdu, you don't take it down. Why not? Nasalach mishal mizbeach, it became like, quote, the bread of the mizbeach, because the mizbeach already captured it. Why? Because since it's considered one body, so when you subsequently go and throw the spray the blood after the emurim had already been put up, so then the zrika is going to be effective. I'm going to say that you don't take them down, because generally what you put up you can't put up because it wasn't yet emurim yet. Still, since it's from the same body, the zrika is effective, and therefore the emurim could stay up. You don't take it down. Now, but if, like you're saying, that the reason Rabbi Kiva, and therefore you had a difficulty on him, is because it's like one body, so therefore then the same thing should be when you go and bring up the sacrificial parts from the other animal, from the other ashram, and then you spray the blood of the other one, which did not have its amorim brought up, should be effective to say, Imod lo yerdu. And that's Rabbi Yechanan, a different interpretation. From the fact that you would agree that it would be yerdu over there, obviously it's because it's not one body. So then what is the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva? It's because when you slaughter both of them at the same time, that's what Rabbi Kiva says, the blood of one is going to exempt even the flesh of the other one, because at that point in time, when you slaughtered both at the same time, and you have the blood of both of them at the same time, you could choose to throw the blood of this one or to throw the blood of this one. Since they're both effective to be able to have its blood thrown, when you choose one, it's going to work for the meaning of the other one. But we don't say the reason is because they're like one body. Therefore, such a Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, it's not a tshuva genuva. Says the Gemara, Ishtag Rabbi Rish Lakish was silent in the proof of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kitzat tinu l'regloi dinoiki." He says, "I cut off the feet of the child," meaning referring to Rish Lakish, who was younger than him, where he refuted him and he didn't have what to answer. Or it's not dinuka, but it's rather didaika, that he inferred and he was always trying to be precise regarding what the halacha, what the clarity was. And here Rabbi Yechanan bested him in this discussion. Now, as we referred to before, why is it different regarding the two chatois at slaughtering them at the same time? We were saying that if you throw the blood of one of them, it's going to exempt the flesh of the other one. And yet here, over here, we're going to say that the spraying of the blood is not going to help for the murm of the other one, where they were going to say, im olu yerdu, even if it was done at the same time. So this is the Rashi, it's not difficult, because most definitely by me'ila, we're going to say that the blood of one is going to exempt the flesh of the other one from me'ila. But to be meratza, to find a willingness, that an acceptance of a carbon of the murm of the other one, the mizbeach, that for sure is not going to be meratza. Only the zrika's dam of its own one is going to help, even if it's slaughtered at the same time. So therefore he was disproving him, saying, what do you mean? If he says chad gufa, then it should work for the murm of the other one, because it's chad gufa, they both were two chatoyis, v'achrayis, or ashamis, or one replaced, but they're all coming from the same carbon, you want to consider as one animal, according to you, it should have been that, yeah, it should say malu lo yerdu. Rather, in the fact that would be saying all the yerdu, obviously because it's not the same animal, it's not going to work for the meratza. Regarding the other halacha, that's a different concept of meila. Meila is a different idea, and in meila, it's only going to be in regards to being at the same time. Because, as we said, if you want, you could use this blood, you could want to use this blood, but bezachazeh, then even for me'ilo, that's not going to work. That's why Rabbi Yechon was explaining, Rabbi Kiva, yeah, it was specifically that he had said to that Talmud, bezachazeh and not bevasachas, and therefore it's not a tshuva genuva. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the halachas of me'ilo, as they apply to kachim and kachim kal. So says the Mishnah as follows, yesh maisadam. There is this act of the blood, referring to the Zrikas Adam, which is the primary activity in general regards to the atonement of a carbon, and specifically regarding the laws of Me'ila, as we're describing, that Bekachi Kachim Lahaku Lahachma, regarding the higher level carbonas, it's both a leniency and a stringency, whereas a Bekachim Kalim Kulahachma, regarding Kachim Kalim, it's all a stringency. Case that has, so says the Mishnah as follows. Kachi Kachim Lefnei Zrikas Adam, regarding Oila, Chatas, a higher level Kachim, before the blood, Lefnei Zrikas Adam, before the blood was thrown, so ma'ilin be'imurim ubabasim. So there, since it starts off kachin Hashem, there is going to be me'ila in the sacrificial parts, so those fats and the meat. Now la'achas rigizdam, after the blood is thrown, ma'ilin be'imurim. So there's still going to be me'ila in the imurim, because that's always kachin Hashem. They always get sacrificed in mizbeach. But ve'im ma'ilin ubabasim. But now there's not going to be any more me'ila in the meat, because it already has a moment of permissibility to the katan, and that's a leniency where there's not going to be any more me'ila in the meat. Now va'alzeh va'alzeh. They both regarding the meat and the murim after the blood is thrown. Chayim mishum pigal naisa b'tami. Now from this point on, as we'll learn the later Mishnah, is where there's a liability of pigal, naisa, and tami, which that's also a stringency, because before the blood is thrown, then it doesn't have these halachas of pigal, naisa, and tami. It's only after the blood is thrown that then you could have, now if it gets left over, or if it has a state of impurity, or he had a machshava pigal, that only becomes solidified and qualified after the blood is thrown. So Nimsa comes out, Maisa Dam, Bekacha Kachim, Lachalachim, comes out regarding the act of throwing the blood by Kacha Kachim, has a leniency, let's say permits the meat not to be eaten, but it has all these stringencies of regarding the Murim remaining Usr and Pigal, Naser, Tummy now becoming a problem for the Kacha Kachim. Whereas the Bekachim Kalim, Kul Nahachmer, Ketzad, regarding the low level Karbanis, it's the entirety of stringency, how so? Kachim Kalim of Nazrik is dumb. Regarding, let's say, Ashlamim, before the blood is thrown, there's no me'ila. It's not considered kach Hashem yet. Not in the sacrificial parts, because not yet sacrificial parts until the blood is thrown. So there's no me'ila in the murim, not in the meat. Now la'achas rik is done after the blood is thrown, then me'ilin be'murim. Then there's already me'ila in the sacrificial parts, which is a stringency. Like we said before, because before the blood is thrown, there's no me'ila. Now is where me'ila takes effect in the murim. But ve'ein ma'ilin be'basar, but there's still not going to be me'ila in the meat, because now it's actually permitted to be consumed. Now regarding both the meat and the murim, this is where, as you mentioned before, the stringency is going to take effect, where the halachas of pigal take effect now, nisa and tamei. But nimsa comes up, ma'isa dam, b'kachim kam, kula achmer, it's entirely a stringency, because that one difference essentially that it is, by kachim kachim, there's a leniency that comes out that the meat suddenly becomes permitted. Kachim kam, the meat was always permitted. So really, essentially, by the zrikas adam, it's only stringencies that come out, whereas kachim kachim, there's at least one leniency that comes out. Now the Gemara asks, Tani, we had learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that said that the basar of kachim kachim, after the zrikas adam, that ain moilim b'basar, after that's the one leniency we have, but kachim kachim, after the throwing of the blood, the spraying of the blood, then there's no meal in the meat. Now the question the Gemara asks is, the inference is me'ilah hudalaka. It sounds like, okay, there's no more me'ilah. There's no liability of misappropriation of hektish. But huisura ikav, it sounds like, but it is still a prohibition for the kayin to eat it. But vamai, why? Hamamayin the kayin hu? This chatas or ashram, whatever it is, that meats are owned by the kanim. It's their money. They have permission to be eaten. Why would it say that there's an iser? So it's like kasher, it's not difficult. There's no iser. Mishum denasib reisha ma'ilah. It's only because the Mishnah opened up by saying that there is a problem of me'ilah. So nasib seifa ein ma'ilah. So the seifa said, and after the blood is thrown, then there's no me'ilah. But this that was saying ein ma'ilah is not specific to say, oh, there's no me'ilah, but there's an iser. Rather, because the reisha opened up. Before the blood is thrown, there's me'ilah in the basa. But that's what we're saying. Specifically, we want to say that there's even going to be me'ilah. Because there's no hetel kahanim yet. So the Sefer said, oh, after the blood is thrown, there's no me'ilah. But not that there's an iser, there's not even going to be an iser. However, ask the Gemara, ba'im is sefer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. When they were speaking about Bekachim Kalim, said, oh, they're kula hachmer. They're the Zrikas Adam is entirely a stringency. Said the Mishnah, Ketzad Haso. Basa Kachim Kalim of Nezrik is done before the blood is thrown. Ein ma'ilah behen, ube mirein. There's no me'ilah in the meat, there's no me'ilah in the murim. Vein chayyavin alay mishim pigal naisa b'tamei. There's no liability of pigal naisa b'tamei. Now la'ach azrik is done, but after the blood is thrown, ma'ilim be'marein, ve'im ma'ilim be'basar, then the meat stays the same, so that's not a leniency, but it has a stringency of me'ila ne'imur. Now, ask the Gemara, what, me'ilu hu daleka? So what do you tell me? In the meat, you're saying that there's no me'ila. There's no me'ila in the meat? Ha'isur ikab, what are you going to tell me that, but there is an isert for the Yisrael to eat the meat? But v'amai, why would you say that? In other words, he can't say, like we had said in the beginning of the Gemara, oh, the reason why we're saying there's no me'ilah is because the Reisha said ma'ilin. The problem is, here by the Seifa, both the Reisha and the Seifa of the Seifa, I mean, when it's talking about Kachim Kalim, the Reisha says, ain ma'ilin. So that's the same dig we're going to say, wait a minute, but there is a Isser? By meat, meaning by the meat of Kachim Kalim, it's always ain ma'ilin. Before the Zrikas Adam, after the Zrikas Adam. So we have the question, what do you mean? So then why would you say ein moilin? In the ratio of kachim kachim, so there it makes sense, because it said moilin, so it's saying ein moilin. But here both say ein moilin. So why does it say that? But it makes it sound like that there's an issa to eat it, but ha'ma mayin de bailam. What do you mean? It's money that's owned by the owners. It means to say there's a total heter to eat that meat. Why would it say that there's no me'ilah? So Amram Chanina says, yeah, it's actually specifically ein moilin. Why ein moilin? Because we're actually talking about li'yitzin. We're talking about where the meat left the azara before the blood was spilled, and only then subsequently was the blood thrown. And Rabbi Akiva, he's going like Rabbi Akiva, who we had quoted in our Mishnah, our previous Mishnah, that he said that Zrika is effective for meat that left. And that's what the halacha is saying. Kiyam Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mayalis Liyata, when Rabbi Akiva say that the Zrika is going to help for meat that left, is to remove it from Me'ilo, and that it's to bring it L'Sreifa, to say that you're not going to go ahead and burn it immediately like other kachrim that become pasul. And that's what we're saying for that, the Zrika is going to be effective, that you're not going to burn it right away. Rather, you're going to have to wait till it goes through a process of losing its form, what's called Ibr Tzurasa. However, as we continue to talk of Chesem and Avav L'Chila, but regarding to permit it to be eaten, Hudele Miratza. That we didn't say, as we mentioned this actual difference just before regarding the something removing something from Me'ila with the Zrika's Dam versus being Meratza, something saying that's considered a bona fide Avaida, that we didn't say that the Zrika is going to be effective, and that's what we're saying, you're right, because there is going to be a prohibition. The prohibition is going to be, which there's different halachas of Yetzer, we're going to Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalam, Kachem Kachem is Ar Dazar, Kachem Kalam is Ar Yishalayim, but that's what we're going to say, that it became Aser because it left. So then, for sure, the thing itself is going to be asked to be eaten, and the deek does stand. Yes, specifically saying that the meat's not going to have me'ila, because we're talking about that it had left its perimeter of the place it's allowed to be before the zrikas adam. And still, Rabbi Akiva holds, from, as we had in our previous Mishnah, that the zrikas is going to be effective for something that had a psul of yaitse, so there's not going to be me'ila. But that's only because Rabbi Akiva's halacha was only said regarding me'ila. But it wasn't said to be meratzed regarding to permitting it to be eaten, because that already has the psul of yaitse, which is a bona fide psul in the meat. So therefore, that's the interpretation of the Mishnah, that the halacha is specifically in myelin, because it has a psul of yaitse, so therefore it cannot be eaten, but it's still going to remove it from the halacha me'ila, which was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in our previous Mishnah. Hanim lach kachay kachim, we shall return to the first parakim, second me'ila, parak kachay kachim. We spoke about primarily the laws of me'ila as they apply to kachay kachim and to kachim kalim, which again, the moment of transition is that of the zrikas adam. But kachay kachim, that removes it from the laws of me'ila, and regarding kachim kalim, that's when it brings on the laws of me'ila, specifically regarding its emor.